The motion PCS union leaders didn't want debated the following emergency motion, passed without opposition at the PCS Wigan area branch of Civil Servants Union PCS, was not discussed at its annual delegates conference, ADC. What reason did the PCS left unity leadership have to avoid debate on this crucial issue? Conference notes the passage of A38 at ADC 2022 regarding political strategy. It agreed to support political networks of PCS members active in political parties and campaigns, to build support for our industrial demands within those organizations. Conference further notes that PCS took a clear position to give national union support for a Corbyn-led Labour government in 2018, not least because the manifesto, if implemented, would have clear benefits for all PCS members, and in line with our policy objectives, not least his pledge to restore national pay bargaining for civil servants. We note with regret the decision by the Labour Party National Executive on the 28th of March to ban Jeremy Corbyn from standing for Labour at the next general election. Jeremy Corbyn's consistent support for our strike action, and our union's consistent support for his anti-austerity program means that one of the few voices that fights for our members' interests could be lost. PCS took a clear position against the attempts within the Labour Party to sabotage Corbyn's leadership. In 2016, our General Secretary correctly made clear PCS's support for Jeremy Corbyn against a choreographed and undemocratic attempt to unseat him. Further, we note that Keir Starmer has made clear his intention to wipe the slate clean of Jeremy Corbyn's 2019 anti-austerity election manifesto, and that he has made no commitment on restoring national pay bargaining for civil servants. The Blairite wing of Labour has now succeeded in their choreographed and undemocratic attempt to ban Corbyn and to abandon the programme he stood for. That two members of our parliamentary group, Jeremy Corbyn and Ian Abbott, are now being blocked from standing as Labour MPs. Conference believes that it is beneficial to our members to fight for voices in Parliament that support and will campaign for policies in line with the aspirations of PCS. Conference therefore asserts that it is time to enact our 2012 membership ballot 78.9% decision to stand or support candidates in national elections that would help to defend members' jobs, pay, pensions and public services. Average real pay fell by 7.75% last year, the biggest fall in over half a century. This constitutes the exceptional circumstances required to enact this decision. That we should give political and material support to Jeremy Corbyn, if he stands in the general election, including should he stand as an independent candidate. That we should provide political and material support to other genuine pro-trade union, anti-austerity candidates in the next general election, with any elected executive committee of the union free to propose such support, and this support for candidates, to be ratified by the NEC,